So yeah, so for that, this entire ecosystem need a proper technology. And to be honest, I mean, technology and innovation in e-commerce logistics is what you can say. Things are running very parallelly. So what happened is, in modern logistics, realize the artificial intelligence a very vital role, because that's the only area where I can give a best cost optimization model and I can deliver the proper services and with the required goods. So yes, the machine learning, Internet of Things, and the blockchain to optimize off all the efficiency, automated has transformed the warehouse, the route planning, and the customer experience. So as you can see, from here on, artificial intelligence will play a vital role in any industry, in any organizations. You have to see how the AI chatbox is operating, So we have to finalizing warehousing, route planning, and the customer experience. So this is overall a part of a blockchain, okay? And that's the how the blockchain works. I mean, I will encourage you guys. You should learn about the blockchain. Then you'll get to know the what is the main area of blockchain and why blockchain concept is more important in the today's logistic world. We'll definitely will cover this point of blockchain in our next topic. But yeah, blockchain and artificial intelligence are the upcoming tool for the logistic industries. And yes, the machine learning is very, very accurate. As you can see, the machine learning and AI predict demand, analyzes data, and optimize route, reducing delivery times up to 20%. So machine learning systems identify a proper delivery pattern, improve the stock management, and minimize operational bottleneck. Yeah, so how many have seen the IoT and smart tools, IoT devices such as GPS tracker? So normally what happened is, GPS tracker, we used our vehicles, to track the shipments, to track the vehicle, how the vehicle route is properly, whether they are ensuring the taking the proper routes or not, or it helps to track the shipments also. So that's how the good remains safe and traceable throughout the transit. And like as I said, the blockchain technology secure the supply chain transactions by recording every exchange of tamper-proof ledgers. It improved transparency, it helped detect fraud, and particularly in industries like pharmaceuticals and food. So blockchain technology is something where you can learn, it's complete point A to point Z, how things work. It create the records, okay? Of course, that helps to analyze your business model. So that's how the things that, technology things work. So of course, I mean, like as we can see, the technology play a vital role, the AI, the chatbots, the blockchains, and all along with the automations and robotics. Automations conveyor system with the robotic arms and the drones have the redefined warehouse operations. Amazon employ over 750 robots globally, accelerate the store sorting, packaging, and inventory management. So nowadays, what happened in India, we believe all the logistic operation has to go with the proper automations, okay? So with the help of that, all the material handling equipments are converting into the automations. Like there are automations, forklifts, automated reach trucks, that what we have seen, which can operates on the proper algorithms. So that's how new trends are shaping in e-logistics. So yes, emerging trends such as one-day delivery, quick commerce, the carbon neutral operations are reshaping logistics, and sustainability is no longer operational, but an integral part of the supply chain strategy. As I said, sustainability is more and more important. I mean, nowadays, industries, companies are more focusing on the sustainability, whether I can deliver goods with the proper sustainability, whether I'm consuming the green energy or not. So that's how things work. And yes, logistics provide the proper strategic partnerships. Logistics, you go in any industry, you do go for pharmaceutical, go for FMCG, go for any aluminum or any heavy duty industries, any heavy engineering industries. Logistics is all around. Okay, logistics provide all the transformations to suppliers, to strategic partners, to fostering close collaborations with the enhanced profitability. So with 80% of top e-shops benefits of such ties. Yeah, partnership involves shared technology platform and coordination such as AI development and the demand forecasting. So what I want you, what I request you guys, you work on the spend analysis tools and the demand forecasters of new tools. I mean, there are free learnings in social medias as well. You refer that, then you'll get to know what are the present tools we are using, logistic industries. What are the present solution data that what we are creating? That will give the enhanced ideas on that. Okay, so. Like as you can see, there are many logistic players in 2025, which is Amazon, UPS, DHL, FedEx, and Robinson, XPO, GXO, and the Seva Logistics. So they all are almost a gigantic players. Okay, and talking about the Indian logistic players, yes, the e-commerce, the delivery, ExpressBees, Ecom Express, Ecod Logistics, Shadowfax, Blue Dart, Gati, DTDC, Mahindra Logistics, All Cargo, Safe Express. Recently, this Toll Logistics, they are also working very well in the FMCG part. So that's the all logistic players that are catering the e-commerce sectors very well at present in India. So logistics provide a strategic partnership to the sector, and Indian logistics sector is valued almost $350 billion in 2025 and projected to reach almost two times, that is called almost $550 billion by 2030. Almost this 9.3% CAGR with the e-commerce accountability with 25 to 30% of revenue. And of course, government is also supporting like the Gati Shakti, improve the connectivity, the streamlined logistic corridor, investment in roads, airport of infrastructure operations, and more efficiency supply chain. As we can see, normally the corridors are more improving nowadays, so we can take the heavy vehicles very easily. So that's how in the recently, I mean, Delhivery is the first player who have run the Volvo truck system. I mean, no, in India we have not seen the Volvo truck, but Delhivery providing the Volvo truck services for their hub-to-hub operation. So that's how the improvement things are going. So yes, we have to learn the entire logistic platform, how the e-commerce logistic works. Okay, so I want to understand, we'll take an example of Amazon. Talking about Amazon operates overall almost 1200 plus fulfillment centers worldwide and delivering to more than 100 countries. As you can see, Amazon is everywhere. It's an ocean, okay, to be honest. And let's understand how we'll take a case study of Amazon, how things they work. Okay, so micro fulfillment centers in urban areas are enabled delivering in aura. Amazon Prime provides same day delivery. As you can see, Amazon, there is one subscription model is Prime. So what happened once you subscribe for Amazon Prime, you'll get the deliveries within a day or same day or my max to max next day. So that's how they believe they try to enhance more customer. And overall, almost 750,000 robots, automated warehouse logistics operation for speed. So that's how the things work in Amazon. And this strategic supports over 200 million Prime members and billions of annual packages delivery within 24 hours. So Amazon aim is purely for net zero carbon emissions by 2040, and it has introduced electrical vehicle, the renewable energy storage, and the recycled packaging as a climate-based strategy. So nowadays, you can see, apart from corrugated, we are working on the different modes of the packaging itself. The biodegradable packaging. This kind of things initiatives are playing by big logistic players like e-commerce players like Amazon and everyone. So yes, so that's how it is. So logistics serve is the backbone of the e-commerce, facilitating quick, reliable, and cost-efficient model. As online retail demand, logistics has evolved a strategic vertical into the inventory management and the warehousing fulfillment. Technology includes such as IoT, the automations, the driver cost reductions, efficiency gains, and element with the customer's expectation. And that's how it is like, you know, leading companies like Amazon, Flipkart, and Delivery demonstrate the investment, the logistic yield are improving much faster. So the future of logistics are more into the sustainability, reliability, and the customer-centric innovations. Position is adaptive business as leader online trending. So that's how we work, and that's how the Indian logistics or e-commerce logistics is working very well. As I can say, like, you know, many of you will thinking that, you know, what is the future of logistics, and I'll give you the surety. You know, some of you guys might scare, you know, the AI news and everywhere, but believe me, I mean, AI will give you the data analytics and, you know, whatever spend analytics or forecasting, but the execution depends on the seniors. The execution depend on the player like us only. Okay, so yes, there are every decade there is a transformation of logistics happen, but nothing to worry on the AI part. It will always give you, AI will act as your co-pilot only. It won't replace you. So yes, logistics is the very vital role, and I'm very fortunate that you have selected the logistics role, and I definitely will work on it. On our next lecture, we'll see a more depth, we'll go into this, and I hope all points we have covered here. And that's it. That's it for today. We'll connect in our next session that will more into the logistics operation and how things work into the blockchain. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Take care.